listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Saturday, October the 28th at 2023. And this is hour one of my show called Thought Crime Live. And we're going to commit a few thought crimes here today. I want to wish my beautiful wife, Wendy, a happy birthday today, too. And I think it's someone else's birthday that y'all know. And I'll get permission to announce that before I do. Because anyway, we're at the Dixie Republic and in Travelers Rest, South Carolina today. And there's going to be an event here called Fall for Dixie. I mean, you know, Halloween costumes and trick-or-treating are welcome. And I will have some boiled peanuts and a few things there to sell. And there's also concessions and there's axe throwing. And there's this a great store with a lot of really cool merchandise. If you're a RBN listener, you will really appreciate a lot of the things in this store, I want to tell you. And I'm joined here, not at the Republic, but on the air with my good friend, Mike Gaddy, who I know wanted to be here in person, but wasn't able to make it. But he was gracious enough to join me with y'all this morning. Happy Saturday morning. Hey, Mike, wish you were here, buddy.
Oh, so do I, Stephen. We always have such a fantastic time, don't we?
Yes, sir. It's wonderful getting together with people that have a little common sense and know a thing or two and are not just mesmerized by the current thing. Whatever the current thing is, I support the current thing, they say. You know, you don't get as many of those people around here. It's the remnant, I guess, is the way you put it sometimes, sir.
Yep. That's as Paul says, once you leave the asphalt, you're in a different world.
Yeah, it's true. It's awesome. I'm surrounded by the battle flag and books of real history and, you know, T-shirts that announce your beliefs, I guess, or that you're a thought criminal. I would been thinking about a thought criminal T-shirt or something like that, you know, because I mean, I know a lot of people are that and they don't know it. I mean, there was an article yesterday or a report. I saw this woman, Mike. She was literally fined for praying in her head. This was in the UK. I saw someone previously to this being arrested by a guy in the UK. Came up and talked to him and said, well, and just she was just standing there. What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? And then when he said, are you praying? And she says, well, yeah, I might be in my head. And then he says, well, okay, you're under arrest. And this time they didn't take them to jail, but they what does that tell you? I mean, if their house of cards that they built is so fragile that they have to go after that, then it seems like it's imminently about to fall apart to me.
Oh, I don't think there's, in some ways, I think they've reached desperation with their move, Stephen, and I'm not really sure. But here's the thing I know is that we live in a society that has been so dumbed down over the past century that most folks can't walk and chew chewing gum at the same time intellectually. Now, you know, for other pursuits, they're fine, but intellectually, they have a heck of a time. And I see, here's the problem, is we look at it and we're saying, well, if I was running a business, how hard would it be to find competent people? Well, that's the same thing if you're running a criminal enterprise like these people are. Who do you get to work for you when you've got a workforce that is in the such a small mental capacity, and it seems like almost every year, the IQ levels in America just keeps dropping because, you know, you can have atrophy of the brain just like you can have atrophy of a body muscle part.
Yes, sir, that's very true. And, you know, the IQ has dropped about 20 points overall since they did a few different things. I mean, I don't know exactly what might have caused it, but one for sure is when they stopped putting iodine in the bread and they've taken the iodine out of your diet pretty much and put bromine and fluoride in. As soon as they started with that fluoride, that's when it really, really started. But over the past 20 years, it seems to have accelerated more. I know that they were starting to put the fluoride even back in the 70s, but people just – It was a different planet back then, man. I look around now and you see so many people who are just waddling around, and you know they're obese, can't walk and can't think, and they're glorifying that. I mean, this media is glorifying death and disease and self degradation. That's what's been going on for a while now, and it's reached, like you said, desperation points to the point where I don't know what they can do next. It's, are they going to have Soylent Green next, and you can go down and turn yourself in to be food for the rest of the planet like that happened? I wouldn't put it past these people, Mike. These masters of war, I hate them, man. They're just pushing us to the brink again. I mean, I've seen this happen over and over in my life. I was 2 years old when the Cuban missile thing happened, and you know, that was, in fact, yesterday was Black Saturday from then, supposedly the closest we'd ever came to a conflagration completely. But they have ramped it back up again now, ramped up the fear and the saber rattling, doing drills at each other. You know, that's how they would do with Panama. They kept doing a drill that they were going to go drill that we got, and then the drill becomes real. And now them and Russia are doing it back and forth with the nuclear snap launch. They're doing drills for it. So when is it going to turn real or whatever? That will not, and not many people, I guess not enough people are paying attention to that yet, but that's been going on now for a couple of weeks since they banned the test ban treaty. They've been testing nukes again too, not literally blowing them up in the atmosphere yet, but the treaty is no more. They're working on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, there, see, we have been ruled by criminals for so long. We're not surprised when they act like criminals.
Mm-mm. No, sir. I have to agree with you there. And I did not realize how long we've been ruled by criminals until I started to listen to you, sir. I've learned more history in the past 2 years than the whole rest of my life put together, Mike. I have to salute you for that. And RBN, I want to ask you guys, we're listener supported. If you want to have, this kind of content, and you like the voices, please support RBN. I mean, it's almost 2 years now since Mr. Stadmiller's death on the 5th of November coming up, and I'm so proud that we're still here. I really am, man. It started out with me. I just was taking care of a dying parent and was stuck at the house a lot, so I started to do some of this to pass the time, but it had an effect on me. I'm a different person now that I've started speaking out again and speaking up and saying what I knew to be true all along, you know, but nobody would listen. You know how they call us crazy, right? I'm sure you got that response too, sir.
Oh yes. It's, when I first found this, and you and I have talked about this, when I first got into this was when I was, working for a government intelligence agency, but we started dealing with the missing in action and the POWs during the Vietnam era. And that is when I began to see just how rotten and corrupt this government was. Because, you know, you might do something atrocious to the person you call your enemy, but you don't leave your own people in the hands of the enemy to be tortured and used as medical experiments, guinea pigs, and, you know, just summarily executed in some instances. You just don't do that.
No, sir. And that shows what regard this government holds for its citizens. They'll do that to them. They'll do what they're doing to the people in Gaza now, to us. Well, look what happened with Lahaina. We don't matter to them at all.
Well, Stephen, look what they, you know, we talk about what they would do to their citizens. That's one thing. But what they're doing to the men and women who signed up to go fight or possibly to even lose their lives, and the government doesn't even respect that. So if they're not going to respect that, what about this government deserves any respect at all?
I agree completely. It's horrible to see that people will still go and fight for these people. I can't believe that anyone would sign up for the military now. It's just a nightmare to me. And, you know, it destroyed my father and my stepson both. You know, my dad behind enemy lines in Burma during World War II, and then the sandbox, they called it, over in Iraq there with my stepson. And, oh, it's horrifying to see, and it seems like they want to ramp it up more and more and more. The desperation, I think you're right, maybe that's part of it, but...
Well, it's money. It's money, yeah. Stephen, because look at, you know, just all you have to do, if anyone ever doubts anything about this, just pick up a copy of Smedley Darlington Butler's War's a Racket, and you'll see exactly why they're still doing this, and he tried to tell us this 100 years ago almost. And people still won't listen to him. And the other thing is, and like I mentioned last night, it doesn't make any difference how many times this government lies, the people still support it.
Ain't it the truth? I mean, they just recycle the same story, and it's been a false flag or a lie that every war I can think of that we've been engaged in was started with. Maybe the War of 1812 was because of the bank, but that's the only thing that was any different. We stopped their bank, so they had to, you know, they had to come back in and collect their debt or whatever. This just the debt too. I think the war is used more than anything else to push the debt, and the debt what enslaves us and gives them their power. If we would reject this, we got to find a different way to live without their money. We just have got to find a different way to live than we have been. And you know, I'm not smart enough to figure it out, but I'm doing it one little piece at a time, disengaging as I can. There are no magic papers y'all can file where they're going to suddenly respect you. You know, you just have to turn your back on them and take care of yourself and each other. There's a bumper sticker here somewhere that says, ask not what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do for yourself. And of course, they don't want to let you do it. It's illegal to grow a garden some places and collect rainwater, but it's the thing that we have got to do to survive as human beings, not just as a white people, but especially as white people, but as human beings. That's what we're going to have to do. Turn our back on these people, because it always ends this way with Moloch and sacrifice our kids to them. It's just all empires fall in the same way. And this one, it looks like it's just getting ready to crumble.
Oh, I don't see how it can survive. I really don't, because you can't have a totally ignorant population, ignorant about almost everything, getting up every morning wondering how they can better entertain themselves, and to hell with their kids and their grandkids. It's just it's amazing what it's become. But they've been able to do this. But you know, there was this old adage in the intelligence field, the oxymoronic intelligence field, and that was that old phrase called blowback.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to really look at the things you're doing, and you wonder at some point in time you're going to get that blowback. Something is going to come back. And well, we also know, if we're students of history, that revolutions have never occurred among the masses. The masses are docile little, you know, like a player on a chessboard. They just move the masses wherever they want them to go, and they don't care. They just go do it, as long as you, you know, throw them a bone every once in a while and let them watch football. They're fine.
And that's frustrating to me too, sir, the football thing. I know some people who are very intelligent and just they do the fantasy football thing, and they're all into that. And it's like, man, if I could get them to apply that to other, you know, and just no way to do it. Sorry, sir. Go ahead.
No. That's you're exactly right, Stephen. It's just amazing. You know, I've got a son-in-law who is a quite intelligent young man, and you know, he's got one heck of a great job. And I was talking to him the other day, and he said it's just really disconcerting for him, because he said, even my people I work with and everybody else, he said, you go walking in, and the only subject that these people are talking about, professional people, is Georgia football. You know, how about, said they'll come in on Monday, first thing out of their mouths is, how about them Dogs, you know, and all this other stuff. And he said, you can't find anybody to carry on an intelligent conversation if it's not about football.
That's why I love coming to this Dixie Republic and sitting in this coffee shop. I've met a lot of very intelligent people here, and I'm going to be here all day, y'all. If you're anywhere near close to Travelers Rest, South Carolina today, Fall for Dixie's going on, and there's a lot of good people here. You would really dig this store if you're a listener to RBN, I'm pretty sure.
Hey, Stephen?
Yes, sir.
Could I ask you for a favor, please?
Sure. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Have you seen John Hill yet?
No, sir, not.
Okay, well, he's going to be there. And, of course, you know, I had wanted to be there, and
yes,
things just didn't work out. So I was wondering, I'm going to do my Rebel Madman program today from 4 to 6. Is there any chance you might be able to round up John Hill and you two guys come on with me for a while?
I think I could do that, sir. As you know, I had a little technical glitch as we came on this morning. I haven't gotten the set up the way I wanted it when we broadcast from here before, but I think I should be able to get it by then for sure, and I hope to get it fixed. But first break here. So I might have a guest, another guest joining me here before the show's over this morning, y'all. But yes, sir, I would definitely like to do that.
Oh, that would be great. If you can round up John, because I had planned to do a program with him and next week, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. Well,
I got to remember. A week from... Tall fellow with a beard. He's a tall fellow with a beard, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure I remember the right fella.
He told me he'd be there about 11. So,
in fact, folks, we're coming up on this first break here, and I'm going to go try to find my glasses and get this thing set up a little bit while we're gone. And Mike, John Hill, he's his ancestor. What was his name? A.P. Hill, right?
Ambrose Powell Hill. Yes, sir. General. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, and I should hear the music in the background, y'all.
Yeah, it's coming up soon.
Yeah, okay, folks. First break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Criminals out there. Thanks for joining me. My name is Stephen Douglas Whitener, and I'm joined from live from the Dixie Republic in Travelers Rest, South Carolina, by my good friend Mike Gaddy. And you know, they want more than your money. They want your blood too, don't they, Mr. Gaddy?
They want everything you have, yeah. And they intend to have it.
Yes, sir. They have set this thing up, and what they're doing to Gaza, these bunker buster bombs and collateral damage. You know, I had someone mention yesterday that in just a couple of weeks or so, they have reached the level of civilian casualties that Russia has since the whole time they've been fighting in the Ukraine. I mean, what does it tell you? You know, and look at the difference between this and that shock and awe in Iraq. You know, these people, they have no concern except for, like you said, everything. They want it all. They're right, you're wrong, behave and die. You know, it's infuriating to see this happen. And then for our own people to think somehow that we're the good guys. There ain't no good guys. That's something that has infuriated me, is they expect us to pick a side always. If I don't like Trump, I must love Biden. I don't want anybody. Come on. You know, I'm sick of people trying to make me pick a side. I cast my last vote, and it was for myself.
Well, that's the way it should be, my friend. And just a simple question for you. If you were going to a certain place for a service and you were paying for it, and they weren't giving you the service that you thought you deserved, or they weren't taking care of you and you're their customer, and they weren't taking care of you, what would you do, Stephen?
Why, you'd go shop at their competitors. You know, they got to be...
Not in America.
No, you won't.
Not in America. If you've got a crooked government, you make sure every 2 years you run out and vote to support that crooked government.
Yeah, ain't it the truth? You'd find another place to shop or whatever you're doing if somebody was serving you. And but if you could, but they have the monopoly. They have a monopoly on power. Power Force, the standing army, which whatever founders there were, that small percentage you talk about. And I've come to realize what a small percentage it was with the anti-federalists and Luther Martin and Patrick Henry and a few, very select few others actually stood for rightful liberty at the time. It's a rare thing for people to really do that. I did not realize how, you know, you have been told that all these popular movements and everything, you know, how it was. History didn't take place the way they told us, did it, sir? It's shocking to a lot of people.
Not at all. And America, you wanted to talk about that people. Oh, I wish we could get back to our founding principles. We only had those founding principles from 1781 to 1788. We only had those founding principles for 7 years. And with the Constitution of 1787, the monarchists took the government back. They just called it something different. But there, in essence, there was no difference. And, you know, what's the difference between Shays Rebellion and the Whiskey Rebellion and throwing tea in the harbor in Boston?
They all sound very They all and what's the difference between the what is it, article or ordinance? I forgot how they, it was phrased, of secession and the Declaration of Independence.
Yep,
very little, you know. And whatever was born when the Declaration of Independence was signed, it was killed by our Constitution. I did not realize that until I met you and started looking at it, and that really is what happened. We gave over government ultimate authority even then, with several things, the Supremacy Clause and the ability to tax, and it was something they did with the wording of the militia thing that ended up with a standing army anyway, you know.
Right, and then you also had the Necessary and Proper Clause, in which James Madison said you can't hold a government to its specific powers.
Bottom of the hour break, folks. I'll be right back with Mike Gatty after this. Tennessee style.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Back, Thought Criminals. Stephen Douglas White are here, your Thought Criminal in residence at the Dixie Republic in Travelers Rest, South Carolina right now. And for the rest of the day, there's a Fall for Dixie event going on here. If y'all can make it out, do. You will really enjoy yourself, I guarantee you. And I have Mike Gaddy with me, who on the radio, not here at the Dixie Republic this time, but on the radio. And yeah, you can attest, it's a pretty good time up here, isn't it, sir?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm sorry there. I hit the mute button twice. Absolutely. It's a fantastic time. I don't know any place you're going to not enjoy that.
Yeah. And I came up here almost, it'll be 2 years ago in July, to an event that I heard you were going to be at. And like I said earlier, I have learned more history since I met you then than I have the whole time I was alive before. The more actual truth, I believe. I understand things a lot more than I did, and I can see this nightmare for what it is better. And I wanted to tell the listeners that you have a Substack where you're publishing a book called Bill of Rights or Bill of Goods, One Chapter at a Time, and putting a lot of great work on your Substack. Let me let you give that out for the listeners.
Well, it's easy to find, lowercase, michaelgaddy.substack.com. I'm sorry, .com. So,
and that stuff is, on, yeah, the stuff
ahead,
about the Lincoln execution, that's, there's great stuff on there. If you enjoy the actual history, you want to know the truth, guys, you need to subscribe to Mike Gaddy's Substack. And while you're at it, support RBN too, so we will have a voice and a platform here. But yes, Lincoln's execution. What was that the guy that ran the telegraph office? Wasn't that Stanford?
No,
who was that guy?
Lafayette Baker.
Oh, okay. But it was amazed me that Lincoln couldn't even go in the telegraph. It's like they had it. There's always been a handler for these people. Hamilton. And then who was the handler for Lincoln?
Well, there's quite a few speculations about that, but we know the people that he really leaned on were all Marxist. Those were the people. I mean, you know, he puts one of Karl Marx's best friends in as assistant secretary of war so he can spy on his generals and what have you, and send Lincoln back information. But he was so controlled, and especially by the secretary of war, Edwin Stanton. Stanton controlled him. I've looked and searched to see exactly who controlled Stanton. And yeah. I think, but we also know that Lincoln was also controlled by Salmon P. Chase, who he had as his secretary of, the Treasury. And Samuel P. Chase was heavily connected with the banking cabal in England. And so, yeah, he was manipulated on several fronts.
And which one was it that was part of the previous administration too, and did the transition? That was that Stanton or Chase?
Well, Stanton was not his first choice for Secretary of War. Cameron was, but then he ends up, and I think that is when, because it's kind of funny because the Secretary of War, Edwin Stanton, comes in about the time that they start talking about Emancipation Proclamation and stuff. And Lincoln makes a huge change in his philosophy about that same time. And I think it had a lot to do with Stanton and, of course, Salmon P. Chase.
Makes sense. I mean, what we've been taught about that is such a lie, just like it was the Revolution, you know, just, and it's hard for people to come to terms with that. I think sometimes they think they know so much that they've been programmed. B.F. Skinner is howling off in the other world about how we have programmed these people so much to believe things that are not true. I mean, if you just think, basically everything y'all have been told is a lie. That's pretty much what it boils down to. There's very little that's not just manipulated and plastered over with what they want you to believe. Very little. Mm-hmm. It's hard to find. And I shudder to think of the future generations. I mean, you can hear me. I'm trying to get the pieces together myself, but I'm 63 years old. And who's going to carry this on, y'all? Who's going to preserve the truth? It's not going to be easy. With the generation we have now, I don't know. It's getting more difficult. Everything online, they can alter it and abolish it. And even libraries around the country, they're doing away with the physical books. I see that happening more and more. Now, people need to preserve this.
Oh, yes. And then I remember, I'm going to ask my beautiful wife, do you remember what year was it when the librarian started in Colorado said they had to get rid of all of the books that were written before a certain date?
No, I don't, sir.
Well, I'm talking with my wife, Susanna, and yeah. Just trying to get the information here, Stephen.
All righty.
So when did it happen, hon? She said it happened twice.
Oh, wow.
The first time was 2007. The second time was 2000.
First time, 2007.
2012.
And so then it came again 5 years later. They told all of the librarians in all of the schools in Colorado to get rid of any books that were written before such and such a date. And then 5 years later, they do it again with a different date.
Oh. Thanks for that information, Susanna. Thank her. That's Fahrenheit 451. That's a Ray Bradbury novel about where they banned books, literally. And then firemen would go around and find books and burn them, like his contraband. If you all have never seen that, if you younger generation may not have, but you're probably familiar with that story, sir.
Oh, yes. And then, you know, it's we look at this over and over again. And the one of the things that. Oh, yeah. And they by removing those books, they got federal funding. They got an increase in federal funding by removing the books. So what does that tell you?
Mm-hmm. They want the past obliterated. That's obvious.
Yeah, yes, exactly. But there's two philosophies on this. And, you know, of course, we had Huxley and Brave New World, and we had, 1984 by Orwell. Mm-hmm. And here was the philosophical difference between them. And I read, the first time I read this, it was really shocking, but it's true. In Orwell's, he's worried that all the books are going to be destroyed, which we are, talking about right now. Mm-hmm. But when it came to Huxley said they don't need to destroy the books because nobody reads them anymore. and that is spot on true.
I mean, I agree.
Stop and think about it. I was looking at yesterday. Oh, no, day before yesterday, at some statistics about what percentage of people read a book after high school, what percentage of people read a book after college if they go to college, how many books have a survey, they ask people, how many books have you read in the past 5 years? It's incredible, Stephen. Americans just don't read anymore because reading, why would I read? I can watch a streaming something on my phone. I can do this. I'm not going to read anymore. Of course, you're not going to be taught anything anymore either. But they keep doing it.
Yes, sir, they do. And I'm a person that reads. Okay, I always have been. And then when I got this thing, this smartphone, I slacked off. I used to have a book in front of me constantly. I just was that way. My dad taught me to read real young. I could read when I went to first grade, and I was a nerd, y'all. Okay, so but for the summer between first and second grade, I read an encyclopedia that they brought me. I was just curious. My dad taught me to read, and he gave me a huge curiosity about the world, and he also told me that what they were going to tell me wasn't the truth, that I had to learn it for myself, that war was a racket. That was the main, like you said, he gave me that little Smedley Butler pamphlet when I think I was 11, even because this was during Vietnam, and kids would see war movies, and they go out and pretend they're fighting, playing war, and he says, hey, war is not a game, son. I've been there, you've done that, and you need to learn the truth about it. He also took us, me and my good friend, to see the movie Patton and told me, look, what you've been told about that war is not true either.
Right. So very, very much, and you're exactly correct, buddy. Exactly correct.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we look at it, we see it so many times, all of the stuff that's happening around us. And, you know, and then I kind of went off last night about stupid Americans, but it's true. Uh-oh. I mean, the statistics bear us out.
Yeah, you
here.
Cut out there just for that. Yes, sir. Yeah. You cut out for that. You do. Yeah. That they don't keep. Yeah, that's how they're so easily manipulated.
Yes.
The COVID thing, man, people, I think maybe they've jumped the shark with that one as far as everybody goes, but there's still a bunch of people out there that'll buy it the next time that they say, oh, mask up, yada, yada. I get horrified to see that. I see people with masks still. And it does no good. Even if what they said was true about the quote-unquote virus, then the mask wouldn't do you any good. You know, it'd be like a chain-link fence and a skeeter going through it. You know, that's just – but still, people just don't get it, you know. I don't know.
Well, they don't want to get it because if they get it, Stephen, I think this is one of the things that really means a lot. Most people don't see this, is Americans have looked upon governments for so long, first as mom and dad, and then government became God. So almost everyone thinks that government is here to take care of them. So you're not going to get rid of the person who's trying to take care of you.
Yes.
And so that is what has been, we have a totally dependent society that believes they cannot survive without government.
You're right. If not for them, who would do this or who would do that? You know, it's like, where does the food come from, people? You know, you just need to stop eating the poison they're feeding you. You could take a look at the pictures of me when I was on Big Pharma and eating junk, and when I take care of myself, you can see how much better off I am, people. If you would take care of it, if I can do it, you can do it, okay? You could take care of yourself, too, the same way I did. I thought I was done for. I was fat, sick, and nearly dead, and I saw no way around this boot on my neck. I didn't know any way to get it off, and they're still trying to stomp on me, but by God, I'm not cowering down anymore. I'm going to do what I can as long as I can, and I think the people who listen to RBN will, too. You know, some of us, there's people out there that still care. There's a remnant, like you called, and it's been kind of shocking to see how things you talked about it last night. People will bait a lie, the hook of a lie, with all kinds of, they'll slather all that truth on there, but then they want to hook you with that lie and change the narrative for some reason. And I don't know, the timing and all of it, it's just, that's interesting too. But folks, the USS Liberty was attacked by Israel intentionally, and they can say what they want, but the truth is truth, and people are still alive out there who were on that ship.
Oh yes. And for people to discredit them and to say that those brave men who went through hell are lying about what they saw, they don't deserve another breath, in my opinion.
Yes, sir. I agree. It's that shocked me. It was like, okay, I thought when I first started doing this, well, yeah, okay, this was like some new friends and people who know more than me, and I'll learn stuff from them. And then I'm frowning. Oh, it's like that, huh? Okay. This really is a battle we're in. This really is a war for the truth and for the future of our society. And it's being fought right here more than it is on the battlefield in a lot of ways, because if we can't win the battle of ideas, then what hope do we have? You know, even if you do win the military victory, that's not peace. You know, more, you cannot find peace by war. We have to stop fighting, stop government, and stop giving over our power to it. We have to take back our power. That's what people have to do. And, you know, I don't know how to do it. I was 60 years old when I started to try, you know, but I've made some progress, y'all. You want to see how much progress I made? Take a look at the pictures of me the day I started RBN and today. And just listen to the sound of my voice, too. You know, I used to be very hesitant about what I – yeah, I used to be very hesitant about what I would say, him, Hall, Brown, because I want to make sure I'm right. I want to always be right and be corrected if I'm wrong. And Art said, how could the chat room – by the way, y'all, there's a chat room, chatango.com, Thought Crime Live, Chatango, if you'd like to join. There's some very smart people in there. And I do read that stuff. I mean, I'm not following it along. I can't walk and chew gum at the same time, it seems like sometimes. So I'm kind of technically it, but I do read what you guys write after the show. So if I get something wrong, please point it out. And if Mike Getty is something wrong, then you come with your documents and prove it. And if you could prove Mr. Getty wrong, I believe that he would change his mind. Unlike many of the people alive around today who say, no matter how many facts you give me, I ain't going to change my mind.
Well, I'll tell you something, my friend. I have changed my mind in the past 40 years so many times that it is incredible because, you know, a couple of fellow researchers, our old friends, Cal and DW, and one of the things that we have done over the years in our friendship is we will find something new. One of us will find something new and drag it in, and we'll sit down and we'll all talk about it. And then we find out that something that we believed has now been disproved with factual evidence. And so I don't cling to what I believed before. Once presented with factual evidence, you have to, if you're going to be honest, you have to go with the factual evidence.
Yes, sir. And I appreciate so, that. Go ahead.
So I think one of the things, Stephen, I'm not sure. I was going to ask you, have you ever read a treatise called War is the Health of the State by Randolph Bourne?
No, sir, I've never read that. I have heard of it. Hey, final break for the top of the hour, folks. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Hey! Yeah.
You're listening to Thought Crime Live on the Public Broadcasting Network. I'm Stephen Douglas Whitener, your host. I have Mike Gaddy, the historian and patriot Michael Gaddy, as my co-host today. And I'm at the Dixie Republic in Travelers Rest, South Carolina, and we'll be here all day at an event called Fall for Dixie. And one thing I wanted to mention that was going to happen here that I didn't earlier is they're going to have a flag retirement from noon until 1. If you had an old flag that it's seen better days and needs to be honorably retired, then the Sons of Confederate Veterans will be here to do that as well. And I want to remind everybody that RBN is a listener-supported network, y'all. Please help support RBN. I mean, if you can make a monthly donation, however small, you may not think it makes a difference, but knowing how much somebody ahead of time they're going to get it makes a big difference on their nerves, I'm sure. And if you'd like to do that, set up a donation, you can call the RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. You just call 800-724-2719. That's extension 3. That's 800-724-2719, extension 3. And they'll be glad to accommodate you there to set it up. And also you can use PayPal and hit that big yellow donate button on the republicbroadcasting.org website. Or if you want to be an anonymous thought criminal, just like I was recently, you just can mail a check or a money order or cash payable, the check or money order payable to RBN at mailing address 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. I'll do that again. 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You know, I remember getting letters in the mail, Mike. People don't do that anymore, do they? I mean, nah. You just have to put a stamp on it. You couldn't be. We weren't able to do this always. This pick this phone up and call anybody in the world. It seems like science fiction sometimes. But I still love to get an old school letter from somebody because that's where they, you know, they put their heart into whatever they're saying, and that's where a lot of the history that you have discovered comes from the letters that people have written to each other, too, sir.
Well, you have to remember, put things into perspective, and this was one of the things I thought of. You know, when I first went to the Rotunda at the University of Virginia, started looking through their archives, And I saw the number of letters that Thomas Jefferson had either written or received. And I was like, holy cow, there's that many letters, one man. And of course, the curator at the archives said to me at the time, well, you do realize it was their only form of communication.
Okay, folks, we'll be right back next hour. Stay tuned.
Einstein once said, future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.